Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's up, everybody? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies Podcast. I'm your host, Brett, here with Carl, the contributationer.
What?
Is that a word? Is that a word?
No.
Contributor?
No.
What's going on, man?
Special guest.
Special guest. I guess this is our first annual pre-Easter special.
Well, it was supposed to be our Easter special, but we're going to have full disclosure. I will not be in town for Easter. I'm going to be down with Madison, my daughter, in Galveston for Easter. So we're actually going to do 2 weeks of shows tonight. And we were going to do an Easter special. And then we realized I won't be here for Easter. And we're talking about stuff that's relevant this weekend. So yeah, this is our first annual pre-Easter show. Next week, you will finally get the Phantom Opera Ghost.
Yes, finally.
He's over here still, too. Look at this fucker. He's happy. He's finally going to break the curse tonight. But that's for later. You'll hear that next week.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We're doing our pre-Easter special. So what consists of a pre-Easter special, Bubba?
I don't know. I guess we're just going to bullshit tonight.
Well, we can't call it that because anytime you call it bullshit and whatever, nobody listens. So you're just going to have to call it a pre-Easter special.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call it. That's what it's going to say in the show notes, our pre-Easter special.
Yeah, so just one little note on Phantom again. I actually did that like when Brett's computer was broke, I did my own version of it, and it was only like 22 minutes, and it wasn't very good. I actually re-listened to it to try to remind myself of what I said, and I didn't say anything of any interest. So we'll get that out of the way for next week. But tonight it's the pre-Easter special, and we're just going to talk free for all smack
about some stuff that's went on this week.
There's a lot of stuff
today.
Going on.
Actually, what? Some stuff that's went on today.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of KISS.
Yeah.
So everybody knows I like to talk about KISS. So it's opening weekend of baseball. I know Brett's excited about that.
Oh, yes. So
I'm
going to a game this year, man, with you. I'm going to go.
We'll see.
But anyway, for those of you that don't know, I had my heart surgery this week.
Well, yeah, that's the big news of the week. I almost forgot. It went so successful, I forgot.
Well, I'm still hurting a little bit. I'm glad I took yesterday off from work.
I am too.
But it was rough today though, dude. I probably should have took today off, but I couldn't really afford it.
Yeah.
So I went and just took it easy and wanted to give a shout out to my cardiologist, Dr. Demas. He's a real cool guy. Young guy, this is the second heart ablation he's done on me, and the technology has come so far since the last one I had. He said this one should last now for good. So,
oh, great! You didn't tell me that.
Let's hope so. But gonna make some big life changes here, starting in the next week or so. And
Giving up? What are you giving up?
I haven't had a cigarette since Monday. So, and it's Friday now. So what's that? 5 days. Monday morning was the last one I had.
Good job, Bubba.
And, not saying I might slip and smoke one or two, but you know,
one or two would be okay, but you chain smoke. You got to quit that.
Yeah, I know. But, Yeah, gonna start eating right. I went and bought me a bunch of chicken.
Oh no, you giving up red meat?
No, I'm not giving up red meat. Just chicken's way cheaper.
Oh, well, fuck. That ain't a life change. That's a budget change.
Budget and life change. I already eat a lot of chicken, so I got mostly chicken in there. So chicken gotcha. And ground turkey. I eat a lot of that. I make chili with that and stuff. But yeah, also I wanted to give a shout out to my recovery nurses when I was in. Shannon and Robin, they were both awesome. Treated me real good, took good care of me. Yeah, so shout out to them too.
Awesome. Very
they,
good.
They
I'm
said they were gonna they said they were gonna listen to this, so yeah, thank you guys. You took good care of me. I really appreciate it. And even though you didn't let me leave earlier than I wanted.
Yeah, he's texting me like it's I'm still not home at 7:30 at night. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I guess the person that was before me that had a procedure done had some issues, so
oh no.
That's what took me so long to get in and get done. But yeah, well, I actually had to get two procedures done. The first one, they go in your throat down your esophagus and they do a I guess it's a sonogram, because your esophagus runs right directly behind your heart, and they can do a sonogram through your esophagus and see if you got any blockages or any blood pooling in your heart or anything like that. They can like see if you got any bad valves or anything like that. So
everything looked good.
Everything looked good, I guess. And they didn't say nothing about nothing being plugged, so I guess I'm good to go that way. And then the actual ablation is where they make two incisions in your, I guess it's your femoral arteries and your groin. And they go up with a catheter up to the left and right side of your heart. And they cauterize a bunch of the electrical stuff that's in your heart that causes you to be an AFib. And they measure it all. And he actually said from the last one that a bunch of stuff had reattached back. So he took all that back out, got that all good to go, and took out a bunch more of it. So yeah, I feel way better, except for the breathing tube they had in me. It sort of screwed my lungs up a little bit. I think
you'll get over that pretty quick.
Yeah, I feel way better today. And I think when they were moving me from the table to the back to the gurney to take me back to recovery, I think they did something to my neck, lifting me up, because my neck is sore as shit.
No,
it's better, but I couldn't like move it yesterday. It was like sucked to turn my head. So
god,
anyway,
that.
I'm getting back to normal here. I'm actually having a drink tonight, so I must not feel that bad.
You don't feel that bad.
So what's been going on with you?
We got
this
our
week?
Special
Anything?
Guest tonight. Rangers captain is with us tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, number 72, Rangers captain. He's just sitting right up here watching. So yeah, it's baseball season, so I'm excited about that. It's also WrestleMania weekend.
Oh yeah, it is.
So, me and Jimbo, we ought to do our own show about WrestleMania. Who knows?
Could do that, yeah. He was here last year for it.
That's true, but I was working. Remember, I was working like 6 days a week and those crazy schedules, and I didn't even – I think I watched it at home, but barely. So, yeah, last year sucked. This year, I'll be watching the whole thing. The reason I kept thinking this was Easter weekend is because – this weekend, tomorrow, actually, in the Count Karabi Yard Haunt, we will be having a third or fourth annual Easter egg haunt. That's okay. Right. The kids will be searching for Easter eggs in
throughout
the haunted
the haunt.
House.
So, yeah, that'll be cool.
Yep. We had to move it to Saturday because Sunday it might possibly rain. And honestly, I'd rather do it Saturday because everybody will be able to get there because I'm going to do it after 5. So I look forward to seeing everybody.
Maybe I'll still try calling Jenny, see if she'll bring Juliet over for a little bit.
You could try. I think Saturday night would be a little better, but everybody's going to have to get out of my way by 7 to watch WrestleMania. So them kids are going to either have to
hurry up and find them eggs.
Find eggs and come watch wrestling, or they're going to have to go do something. Because I got wrestling to watch. Although Sunday will be the better matches.
Yeah.
We got Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Universal title.
Awesome.
That's the biggie. So it's a lot going on this weekend. I am officially on vacation from work for the first time since Halloween. I don't go back until like April 13th or some crazy crap.
Really?
So I'm off for a bit. Monday, I'm actually going to make my first appearance at a Ranger game. I'm just making a little solo appearance up in the skybox. So just since I'm off that night, I figured why not? Nobody will be there. Nobody goes to Ranger games on Mondays.
Yeah.
So that way I can say I've at least been to a game this year on opening weekend.
And you won't have to pay $50 to $100 for parking.
We'll get into that in a minute. Not yet. Not yet. So, yep, it got WrestleMania, got baseball. Getting ready to take my trip to see Maddie in Galveston. So this will be the first trip I've been on by myself in probably 12 years.
Wow.
Prior to that, I used to go all over the place by myself, and I loved it. Used to go to Vegas and Colorado Springs and all kinds of places. And hell, I'm supposed to have went to Vegas the last 2 years, but after COVID, the planes are just weird. And I don't know. And now Maddie's actually living near Galveston, and that's sort of my favorite place to go. So
are you renting a car to go down there? Or?
I am, actually.
Okay. Don't trust the Ford, huh?
No, it's a little old to be taking that trip. I'm getting a Nissan. I actually rented it from an individual. I didn't get it from Enterprise this time.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of money. Huh. Rental car places are high, so now people are doing like the AB and A. What do they call them? Airbnbs and with their cars now. They're just
really. I didn't
cars.
Know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So I'll be taking Nissan down there.
What do? Just put it on like your insurance as a rental car? Or?
And they have the insurance, actually. You pay them and they put it on theirs.
Huh.
So
that's cool.
I wonder how
high that is to do that.
I don't know. If I would have booked it a little bit earlier, I would have got a lot cheaper rate. But I waited just a little bit too long. And forgetting that it was Easter weekend when me and Maddie planned this, things went up. But I got it still fairly cheap. I almost rented a Maserati to take down there.
A Maserati?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That would have been a little much to drive to Galveston.
Well, you would only have been able to take you and her if you wanted to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I might rent that damn thing to go to Austin in October. But we'll get to that later, too. Yes.
Sort of screwed up. So
that's my week ahead. So next week I will be in Galveston. So if you're on my Facebook page, I'll probably have a lot of pictures. So you can follow me there and see all my exploits in Galveston with Madison and Jeremy. We're going to get into all kinds of trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to the Witchery, too. That's my favorite shop. That's where I got that demon that sits over here on the mantle.
I want to go down there one day, man, and check that out.
The Witchery?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard all about it. I've heard a bunch of people that's been there and said it's so cool. And you said it's so cool and all kinds of cool shit.
I'm not going to have people bugging me this time. I'll be down there where I can go in there and stay as long as I want. And let's go. Nope. I'll stay as long as I want in that place.
Well, that's
looking
cool.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Last time you went down there. Yeah.
Yeah. It went kind of wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But
so Apparently, there's something going on at AT&T Stadium this weekend that you and everybody on Facebook seem to be bitching about.
Yeah.
I know. Who else? Somebody else was posting something about it.
A lot of people have.
God dang. You know what you all sound like? A bunch of old men.
We are old men.
You're all complaining.
I'm complaining.
So apparently, I say apparently, it's definite. Is it tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, Taylor Swift will be playing a concert at the AT&T Stadium. And I guess this is like the biggest concert in the history of concerts or something.
I guess. I don't see the big hype about it. But
it's because you're old.
All I know is tickets are $5,000 for good seats, and nosebleeds are $500.
Okay.
Parking's like $150.
Yeah, you and
T-shirts are $200, and
you and Tim Mullins were grapping about the parking, and then I think Richard said he pays more than that for the Cowboys parking for the football.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, man.
So the parking is always expensive at AT&T Stadium. This is nothing new. So,
I've never had to pay to park there. So,
well, if you go to Metallica, you're going to be paying to park there.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll probably be about $100.
Yeah.
So,
well, Jenny took Juliet to the monster truck there, and it was $50 to park for that.
There you go.
But she was right by the front gate, so, you know, I guess that wouldn't be that bad being that close. So
everybody's bitching about Taylor Swift coming on
the traffic. Oh my God.
What did it get you today?
I work. That's where my whole route is right around that area.
Well, and I feel bad for the Arlington Renegades XFL football team, because I bet they only got about 200 people show up in all that traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. They're playing this weekend too, aren't they?
They played tonight. The Rangers play tomorrow and Sunday. So that tomorrow and Sunday is when it's really going to be a parking nightmare.
Yeah. I won't be anywhere close. So
that's why I'm going to the Ranger game Monday night, where there won't be no traffic. There won't be nobody there.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah.
It's craziness in Arlington, Texas this weekend.
What time does it start Monday?
7:30.
Okay. Yeah, but I just don't understand all the hype. She must have a lot of fans, you know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If this was like, I don't know, say this was 1978 and it was Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you'd be excited as shit.
Well, hell yeah, I would be.
So, I mean, it's just that's who's popular right now. I mean, I don't know why everybody's all mad about it.
I'm just bitching. That's all. Something to bitch about.
Well, you know, like I said, Metallica's going to charge that much.
Oh, yeah.
And you know why ticket prices are this high to concerts? I'm going to educate people, as they once said. This all started when the MP3 was released or invented or whatever-ed, and people started stealing music off of Napster. This killed the record industry. And all I ever heard out of these bands were how the record labels were screwing them over. Well, apparently they were not, because everybody was making money. Lots and lots of money during the record days, the CD days, the album days. Yeah. When the MP3 came out and everybody started stealing music, it killed the record industry. So now, the only way an artist can make money is through concerts and merchandise, because they don't make shit off of album sales.
No, not anymore.
That is why we are where we are, where a band such as Stryper, even, I forgot what that ticket cost, are charging so much. In the 70s and the 80s, you released an album and toured off that album. You may have sold 5 million copies of that album, and you made a shitload of money. You probably made more money off the album than you did the concerts. The concerts were to sell the album. Yeah. But now, people don't sell albums. They, you know, now it's all on Apple Music and Spotify. And yep. I think they get, what is it, 0.1 cent per play.
Yeah.
So that is why we are where we are in the music business, whether it be Taylor Swift, Metallica, Kiss, or whoever. I mean, even the club shows have gotten expensive.
Yeah.
Nobody is making money because the record industry got destroyed. So there's my soapbox of the week for Easter.
This is
my pre-Easter preaching day thing. That's a word.
Preach, brother.
Peter Cottontail speech. So I was very adamant to go to MP3s and did not want to. And everybody can usually see, you know, I'm surrounded still by CDs that I don't listen to anymore, but I don't get rid of them. Hey, there's Kiss right there.
Yeah.
Asylum. No, I do not listen to CDs anymore. I listen to Apple Music, but you know what? I still buy a lot of CDs and burn it to Apple Music. I've said that before. I actually went to Doc's record store the other day and bought like three albums that you can't find on Apple Music. Soundtracks from the Saw movies, actually.
Oh,
Saw
really?
Saw 2 and 3, and a soundtrack for, I forget what it was, Something Wicked This Way Comes, and a Peter Criss album CD. So I burned those to Apple Music, and I will listen to them on my phone with my AirPods. So, yeah, I'm not sitting here saying that I don't do the same thing.
You can't do that with Spotify, can you? I don't think you can.
You got to have a CD burner. I think Apple Music is the only place you can. And I actually pay Apple like $12 a year to match my music is what they call it. So, yeah, I can burn any CD I got. And if it's not on Apple Music, then it will be now. All the stuff, I can add it into there.
Now something you put on there, can other people listen to that too?
Okay. No.
All right. So it's got to be. Then.
But what I'm with, if you have physical media and you burn it to Apple Music, and say it's on Apple Music, and whoever has the rights to the music pulls it, it's gone from Apple Music. But if you own the CD and burn it, you keep it forever. So. Y'all heard me bitch about physical media for
weeks.
It'll
still stay on your cloud.
It'll still stay on my account no matter what. And that's happened to me before. I've actually was listening. Who was it? It was Starbreaker, which was a band from Tony Harnell from TNT. Went to play my song and it said unavailable. And I'm like, what the crap? And it said, this song is no longer available in this region. So yeah, it got pulled off of Apple Music. So I got on eBay, ordered the CD, burned it on. Got it right back. So you got to be real careful with streaming.
Yeah.
That's why I say you should still support physical media, because you still own the rights to that media. When you do streaming, you are borrowing the rights.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Even if you go to iTunes and buy an album and it gets pulled, it will still be in your library because you have now bought the rights to that, and you will retain the rights. And I just did that with a band called Vane. They were a late 80s band. I guess they were glam rockish. They had an album called No Respect, which they got no respect and they should have. Well, been listening to that, and I just went on iTunes this morning and bought the album. So there you go.
Couldn't buy the actual physical CD though.
Yeah, it's on eBay, but I was like, for this one, I probably have the CD somewhere. I would have to search through all 3,000 of these CDs to find it, and I was too lazy to do that.
So you just got it again, bought it again, huh?
I just bought it off of iTunes, so now I've got it for good in case it gets pulled. Good album. So Vane, No Respect. I might actually do it. I'm going to start doing some album reviews, and since I'm going to be off for quite a bit, and I won't be in Galveston the whole time, I'm going to try to do several album reviews to have for archive to put out. All right. There we go. Okay. That's my bitch on music.
Your first.
And why Taylor Swift is charging $100,000 because nobody sells albums anymore like they did. We're in a different world.
Her album sold, though. That's a thing. Her CD that she just put out. It went,
I bet,
like
nobody bought the CD. They bought it off of. They're probably streaming the fucking thing.
Supposedly went platinum in the first like week.
I don't think nobody has CD players, so I don't know. They supposedly vinyl's outselling CDs now.
Well, does that count like when if you buy a CD, like if you buy digital media, like the whole album digital media, like off of iTunes or
it would, but the problem is I'm guaranteeing you anybody under the age of 30 is not buying anything. They're just streaming. Only us old people. Even though I don't bitch about Taylor Swift, I'm still old. We're the only people that still buy any kind of physical or iTunes media. So I don't know how she made that much money. Fuck if I know. But remember when platinum wasn't that big a deal. You sold platinum. Yeah, you sold 1 million records. But Def Leppard sold like 12 million records for Hysteria. And that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. So that's our Arlington story of the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, it sucked today, man, driving down through there.
Yeah, it's bad being opening weekend for the Rangers, and then the poor XFL Renegades got a game tonight.
Just all of DFW is sucking this weekend. You got the races up the racetrack.
There is some races.
NASCAR in Fort Worth, and then you got the college girls basketball playoffs.
Is that at Dickies?
No, it's at American Airlines Center in Dallas. Okay. So,
yeah, that's the Final Four. So that's big shit.
Yeah, that's
for you. Got the haunted Easter egg hunt at Count Carrabi's this weekend. There are some huge events going on.
Huge events.
Huge.
Yeah, so that's why it's just probably better for me just to keep my fat ass home this weekend.
Well, you don't need to be working in the haunt anyway. You need to recover.
Yeah, I know. I got to bring that wood down I found, though.
I'll unload it, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this weekend's going to be a non-working weekend because I don't know.
Yeah, I got
this Sunday.
I'm going to have lots to edit this weekend too. So
you will have a lot of editing, but after the Easter egg hunt, we're officially going in full build mode though. So be ready.
Yep.
It's April. We're behind schedule anyway, I guess.
Not really.
Really, we're not doing that much. So I got to go buy them wood, those pickets to build my fence I want to build. That's going to cost some money right there. Yeah, I want those 8-footers.
Yeah, we got to move that. Are you just buying panels for them or
no,
just
I'm buying the tickets, the singles.
Singles.
Look what I got here. Hoopie.
Back with the Mandarin?
Yeah.
I see that.
Got it from Specs. Specs charges only $10 more for the big Magnum size.
Yeah, it's like 20. It's not even that. It's only like five more bucks. It's 30 for the half gallon. It's like $24.95 for a fifth. So it's only like $6-7 more dollars. So
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. That's why I always buy the half gallon.
So, the other big news that might interest our listeners, since I'm always talking about Kiss, Ace Frehley was on the Eddie Trunk show on Sirius XM. I think it was on Wednesday. And damn, Ace, he went off on a tangent. So we'll go back a few weeks to.
Is he still drinking?
No, he says he's been sober for 14 years, but he sounded fucked. I guess he's just Ace.
Yeah. But
we'll go back a few weeks to the Howard Stern show. Kiss appeared on Howard Stern to announce their final two dates, which will be in December at Madison Square Garden, which everybody knew that's where they were going to finish it. Well, Howard was talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which has been years ago now. And Paul had to run his mouth. And I think Paul was wrong for saying this. Paul said that the reason why Kiss did not perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is that the hall or the chairman or whoever wanted the original four Kiss guys to play. And Paul said that he just didn't want to do that. That it would be more like if Peter and Ace was up there, it'd be more like piss than kiss.
Ooh.
It would sound like piss instead of kiss. So
ooh,
that was pretty low blow right there. So yeah. I guess Eddie Trunk, who is known for not liking Gene and Paul at all, and he's buddies with Ace and Peter and Bruce Kulick, I guess filled Ace in on this information, and Ace was pissed. Ace was mad. He's like, what the hell, man? Y'all, I can't do the Ace voice. So Ace has now said that if Paul Stanley does not apologize for that comment in 7 days, that he is going to reveal a bunch of shit on Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons that's going to destroy them forever.
Really?
Right. Yes. So they had said, well, I don't know why Gene's getting involved. Gene didn't say anything, but Paul is going to have to apologize to Ace, or Ace is coming back on the Eddie Trunk show, and he's going to drop the bomb.
Oh,
and it's going to destroy Kiss forever, even though they're going to retire in December. So,
wow.
So Ace got pretty, Ace is something. He is not politically correct. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
He was talking about Gene, and he said, you know, I love Gene, and Gene loves me, and we always will. But, you know, Gene's a ruthless businessman. He says, I guess it comes from his background or something. And Eddie Trunk's like, well, that's sort of a low blow. So basically, Ace was saying since Gene is Jewish that he was ruthless. And, yeah, like, fuck you, Ace. Don't talk like that. And then he's like, well, it ain't like Gene's religious anyway. He's an atheist. He doesn't practice any religion. He's going to hell. He says, I'm religious. I'm going to heaven. I'm like, what?
What? Really?
Then Ace started in about, he says, what is it? The what's that religion where they in Saudi Arabia they got? Is that Buddhist? And like Eddie Trunk's like, are you talking about Islam? He's like, yeah, don't they go to some little building and pray? Aren't there? Like, God dang, Ace. So Ace was just trashing on everything and everybody.
Wow.
And then the best part is Ace is like, well, you know, I'm positive. I don't talk bad about people. And, you know, it's Gene and Paul that always talk shit. And all Ace is doing is talking shit about everybody. It was hilarious, though.
Wow.
So Ace went on a roll, man. Then he's like, well, you know, I'll play the last concert, but they're going to have to give me a shit ton of money if I do it. But I'll do it for the money. And then 5 minutes later, he said, well, you know, I would do it for the fans, but they'll have to pay me. So
Ace said that?
Ace.
Huh.
He said if Gene and Paul paid him, he'd show up to the final two concerts. But he will not go on stage with Tommy Thayer because you can't have two spacemen, which I would agree with.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ace Frehley was on a roll big time.
Wow.
So if you have SiriusXM, a lot of people do. I listened to it on the app. I actually gave in and got Sirius back, mainly for Eddie Trunk and Howard Stern. And I've enjoyed just the Kiss Wars.
I'm sure you can find that on Facebook or on
Yeah, there'll be snippets.
Wow.
They're 70 years old and they're still fighting like little teenage girls.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Then Ace said, well, you know, Paul can't sing anymore, so he's got his background vocals playing, and he's jealous of me because I can still sing and he can't. And he said, and it's embarrassing to me because I still get paid from them guys for merchandising. So Paul's is shitting on the product, so I'm not making as much money now. Like, Ace Frehley, god dang.
Wow.
But you know what? I still love Ace. I can't help it.
Yeah, Ace has always been my favorite.
I think I was listening to something. I forgot what it was. And they said that at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, of course, they only let the original four members in. They didn't let anybody else in. That Ace got the biggest reception of the crowd from anybody over Peter, Paul, or Gene.
Hmm.
So Ace has been out of Kiss longer than he was ever in Kiss at this point, way yeah. far. Yeah. Tommy's been the guitar player for 22 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like Ace. I wish he was still in Kiss. I think he could still pull it off. I don't think Peter could. I just don't know if Peter could handle it, but It would be great if Ace was there, but my God, them three just can't get along.
No.
So there you go.
Clash of egos.
Clash of egos.
For sure. And
you know, it's been Gene and Paul that kept that machine running since Ace quit in, was it 84? No, it was 82. I think he quit 81. So there you go.
Wow.
In the meantime, so Kiss announced their farewell. Well, they've been on this fucking farewell tour for 4 years now, but COVID stopped it, so I give them a break, but I'm actually mad now. They announced the final dates, the end, which would end in New York in December, but there was only one date in Texas, and that was going to be in Austin, which was going to be Sunday, October 29th. Which would be the day after we finished the haunted house. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just go to Austin. I'll go see Kiss one last time. So yesterday they announced they're going to play in Fort Worth on the 27th after everybody already bought their tickets to go to Austin.
Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, like that's poor marketing there, Gene and Paul. I don't know. It would be impossible. If we run the haunt two nights, there's no way I could go see Kiss in Fort Worth at Dickies Arena on the 27th anyway. So I'm just going to go to Austin because I want to go. I need to see my niece Heather down in Waco, and I want to go to the Bullock Museum down there that everybody's bored whenever I go down there of. I'll stay in that thing for 3 or 4 hours.
What is it?
It's the Bullock Museum of Texas History.
Oh, okay. That'd be sort of cool to go to see.
Not with me, because I want to be in there for 4 hours. Big history.
Haven't seen it all before, huh?
Oh, yeah. I want to see it better. Last time I went with Madison, and she actually did pretty good in there. She seemed to have fun, but.
That's cool.
So I'm a little, I think that's pretty bad marketing that they throw out the one Texas date and then come back and throw Fort Worth in the mix. They should have just announced them all at once.
Yeah, because you know they knew that they had that date open.
They did. I don't know. I don't. I just know if we're going to run that stupid haunted house two nights that I can't be going to Kiss that night. So I'm just going to go ahead to go in my Austin show and be happy. It'll be fun. So yeah. It could hurt our haunted house attendance. Who knows? I doubt it very seriously because nobody under the age of 40 probably give a fuck about seeing Kiss.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's why whenever we mention Kiss, our viewership goes down about 20 points.
That's
a few weeks ago, though, I mentioned I couldn't think of the name of the Kiss Confidential Blu-ray or DVD. That's the one that actually has the Alive 3 footage on it, and they also give like the history of Kiss as of 1990 era. So it's Kiss Confidential, and it also has a Kiss Extreme close-up. They're both on one disc now. So I've been meaning to tell everybody. Remember, I was looking for that, and
yeah,
you wouldn't talk, so I had to come back to the show. So that's the – it's still in print, Kiss Confidential. It's the Blu-ray or DVD, either one. If you want to see stuff from Alive 3, and they also have a lot of 70s footage on there. Really good. One of the better Kiss releases they got for –
video
concert stuff.
Well, that's cool. I'd have to check that out.
Anyway, that's my Kiss story of the week. We're got 70-year-old men fighting like teenage girls yet again. But I want to see what he reveals that's going to destroy Kiss forever. I can't wait.
Well, if you know, if he apologizes to him, that there must be something big that he don't want
to. I ain't gonna apologize to him.
You don't think so?
Guarantee Paul ain't gonna apologize to him.
So we need to listen next Wednesday for
Eddie Trunk and see what the big. I got a feeling Ace won't even remember it and won't ever say it again. At one point, Ace claimed that Gene tried to kill him. Yes.
Oh,
Gene shit. Actually tried to end his life. Still says that he's got a manuscript in his safe that his attorney has. That if he ever comes up dead, that He wants it released to Rolling Stone and the New York Times. So I guess he thinks that Gene and Paul are going to kill him at some point. Oh, and the last thing, and then I'm done with Kiss. He said he met Vinnie Vincent for the first time and he looked like an old lady. And
yeah, they had pictures of them together.
And Eddie Trunk's like, well, you know, don't talk bad about old ladies. He said, you know, you're old too, Ace. He's like, yeah, but I don't look like an old lady. So he was trashing on Vinny even.
Oh, shit. Even though he really does look like an old lady.
He said, I never knew he was so short.
I seen them pictures.
Yeah, they had some kind of thing that it was Ace and Bruce Kulick and Vinny Vincent. Yeah. I don't know if Peter was there or not. I almost went to it. It was in like Nashville, but I was like, you know what? I ain't going to that.
Oh, shit.
It's like all the rejects of Kiss together.
The rejects.
And I say that with all respect because I love Bruce Kulick and Ace, and I don't care for Vinny, and I do respect Peter, but still, they're not in. They could start their own band, you know, Unkiss or something.
Unkiss. That's funny. That's some funny shit. I'm sure.
Well, that's my Kiss rant.
I'm what sure. Else do we got? I don't know. What else do we got?
Our pre-Easter special.
Pre-Easter special.
You got any Easter stories to tell?
Not really, man.
Got one.
What's
that? I have a tailless black cat running around, and he looks like a bunny from behind.
He does, sort of, don't he?
I think I'm going to call him Peter Cottontail.
No.
Yeah.
Don't call him.
Why not?
Peter Cottontail.
He's a boy, too.
He has no tail.
I finally saw he's a boy.
So his nuts look like a cottontail?
They do. With no tail, his little
Peter Cotton nuts.
You said I can't call him Peter Cottontail, so nah.
I was going to start calling him NT.
NT?
No tail.
He's wilder than a bat. He still won't let me touch him or nothing. He scratched me the other day.
He let me get close to him. He was underneath Lisa's car the other day.
Yeah.
And he about let me touch him, and then he didn't. But he was sitting out there back on top of the wood pile when I was emptying out the burn barrel. Burn barrel and all that. And
yeah, he likes to be around people. He's just not sure what's going on. Yet.
He's just skittish.
I think he's distraught of losing his tail.
I don't know if he lost his tail or if he was just born without one.
He was obviously born without it because I got a good look at his behind.
Yeah, there's no nub. Usually if it gets cut off, there's like a nub. He has no nub.
No. Peter Cottontail has no nub. He's just got a cottontail back there.
Yeah, I was calling him NT. I think that suited him. But he's the new
haunt cat.
Yeah,
because Halloween's too good to be a haunt cat.
Yeah, she's all prissy now. She's got all pretty hair and all soft. And
so Cottontail's the new haunt cat. And Grogu. I saw Grogu tonight. He still got his nose scraped. Did I tell you he got in a big fight the other night with this thing that looked like a skunk? And I went out there and beat the other cat with a stick, and it finally left, and Grogu was sneezing. I know now he got his nose ripped off almost.
Really?
He's a mean dude.
Is that the one with the big head?
Yeah, he's the fighting Tom we got. He's a territorial tomcat.
What's the other one?
This is like a cat sanctuary here now. You know that?
Well, Jack's got three or four that he's... feeds outside.
Scar, he's back. Scar been around forever. He's the one that eats the rats and shit, so he's good to have.
Yeah. We have no mice around this neighborhood or rats for sure.
No, we have enough cats.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, what else we got? I about run out of anything, I think.
Me too, man. How long we been doing this now? We've got an hour in yet.
2.5 hours.
But yeah, we were just going over a little bit about what we've been going through this week.
Yeah, telling some fun Kiss stories because I just find it hilarious that those old men fight the way they do. Oh, yeah, and the last Ace was also saying, well, Gene and Paul fired their wig maker, and he's suing them. And Peter, and he said he made Peter's wig too. And Eddie Trunk is just like, oh my God, Ace, just shut up. You know, even though they're buddies, you know, he's like, please just like quit.
Like you're going a little too far. You're running it in the ground.
But Ace ain't negative, he said. Ace says, I don't put out the negative. That's Gene and Paul.
Oh, that's funny.
So Gene and Paul's wig maker got fired.
And he's suing him?
He's suing him.
Oh, fuck.
Breach of contract.
That's fucking nuts, man.
Okay, everybody. That's our pre-Easter special.
Pre-Easter bullshit special.
Yeah. We didn't mention Easter.
Here's
sorry.
Peter Cottontail.
Hopping down the hopping trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next week with a regular episode. We're finally going to do that.
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera. So
finally,
that we've been waiting a month and a half to do.
I sent you a picture of me reviewing it on the one I did by myself too. You'll have to use that as the picture next week.
Oh, okay. I can do
that. In your text message.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that. All right, everybody. Well, check us out on all the social medias, the YouTube. Buy
subscribe
some merch.
To YouTube. Buy some merch.
Buy us a cup of coffee if you want to support the show.
Now, start looking to the Texas Haunters Convention because we will be there in person.
Yes. Yes. So all you Texas people.
Even if you're not, come down.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good convention.
Oklahoma.
Indianapolis.
Yeah, all the way up from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Look at all the good cons up in there, man. The Northeast gets, and the Midwest gets all kinds of good cons.
Well, we're making a pretty good haunt con down here with Texas Haunters Convention. I'm pretty happy with it.
It's getting bigger every year. So
it is.
But it'll be even bigger since we're going to be there.
Well, of course. What can you say?
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will. I'll talk to you Wednesday on the midweek. I don't know what I'm going to do yet for that.
So. Yeah, this last week we had to throw in something else because Brett was in the hospital, and I did not get the midweek done like I was supposed to because I'm lazy and busy and lazy.
See how you are.
I am.
All right, everybody, stay evil.
And happy pre-Easter.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.